Queensland's Treasurer has handed down the state's financial roadmap for the next year, with the big takeaway being a $2.6 billion deficit. Cameron Dick says going into the red this year was a deliberate choice. It means providing $3.7 billion of new and expanded cost of living relief.
We make no apology for going into deficit so we can ensure Queensland families, their family budget, stays in balance.
Critics have called the government's cost of living support a sugar hit ahead of the state government election in October. Also included in the budget was an 11.6% jump in the Sunshine Coast Hospital and Health Services budget to fund 801 new positions. $20 million was included for the upgrade of Sunshine Coast Stadium and to build a new indoor sports centre. Also funding for the new police station at Caloundra South, the Beerburrum to Nambour Rail upgrade, and a further $217,000 for new amenities to support surf lifesaving at Bedina. But local member for Budrum, Brent Mickleberg, says the budget doesn't deliver for major infrastructure projects that the coast really needs.
The budget fails the Sunny Coast. There's no money to start construction on the Sunshine Coast heavy passenger rail to Maroochydore. There's nothing of substance to get work started on the Mooloolaba Interchange. Just more studies. The budget papers even say that the scope and timing of those projects is in doubt, and that they're under further consideration. We just deserve better on the Sunny Coast. We deserve those projects to start sooner rather than later.
Bonza workers are demanding the company goes into liquidation so they can finally get paid. 323 workers were sacked on Tuesday after going 2 months without pay as the budget airline slowly collapsed just 18 months after it first launched out of Sunshine Coast Airport. The Flight Attendants Association's Stephen Reid says workers aren't eligible for the fair entitlements guarantee until the company goes into liquidation.
They're talking to the government department about expediting that and starting the process now, but it still relies on the company potentially going into liquidation to activate those entitlements. So it's still very uncertain for employees.
Also making news, there are more burn-offs happening today at Nindiri, Noosa North Shore and in the Conondale National Park. Smoke may impact surrounding areas. And Sunshine Coast Police are urging drivers to consider getting one-way screws fitted for their vehicle's plates. We're told there's been an increase in registration plate thefts across the region, which are often then used on vehicles to commit crimes and run up traffic fines. Most hardware stores sell one-way screws.